Today's recording is for the sake of the ascent of the soul of Miriam Bas Avrom, who passed away a few days ago by her grandson, Tani Polansky. Eyes red from wine, teeth white from milk. One of the most strange blessings that our patriarch Jacob gave to his son Yehuda, Judah, from whom most of us are descended, and which is why one of the reasons we're called Yehudim, Jews, and therefore this blessing somehow, this strange blessing, applies to all of us. Eyes red from wine, teeth white from milk. Chachlili einayim miyayin ulaven shinayim michalav. What does it mean that Jacob is blessing us, that we should have eyes red from wine and teeth white from milk? So you know that our holy Torah is likened to all different types of liquid. We find Torah likened to water because it's primal sustenance. We find it likened to oil. We find it likened to wheat and food and bread and all sorts of things. Because Torah is what we eat to live. Torah is our spiritual sustenance, like food is our physical sustenance. So the Alter Rebbe explains that in this blessing, our patriarch Jacob is teaching us what seems to be two opposite aspects of Torah. Seemingly, you can't think of more opposite liquids like wine and milk. But Jacob is teaching us that we have the power, he blessed us with the power, Jew has the power to both involve ourselves in that aspect of Torah that's like wine and become so drunk from it until our eyes become red. And then with the same passion, with the same vigor, with the same sincerity, authenticity of our being engaged in that aspect of Torah that's like milk, to the extent that our teeth become white from it. What does that mean? The wine aspect of Torah is the mystical aspects, the mystical teachings of Judaism, which many other mystical traditions share. Wine means to become drunk from meditating, from reflecting on God's infinity, on God's light that permeates reality and that transcends reality. We reflect that the whole world, everything we experience is the light of God, is a ray of God's light, is a wave from the ocean of God. But then we meditate. That aspect of Torah teaches us to meditate that all of the world, all of reality, is only one wave from the ocean, and God's ocean infinitely transcends the world. All of the universe, all of the worlds are like one ray from the sun. Imagine one ray from the sun. How much of the sun is in one ray? That's how much of God is in all the universe. With all the beauty the universe and the world has, it's only one ray of God's light. And then we meditate on His infinite light that transcends it. And we become drunk. Nafshi chaylas avasech. Our souls become sick with love, that we want to become part of God's infinity. The more we drink the wine of Torah, the more we meditate that the world is only one ray of God. Think for a second, feel the vitality. How much of your soul is in your pinky? Think about how much in your pinky is the vitality of your soul, but how much of your soul is in the pinky? That's how much, even more incomparable, is how much of God's light is in the world, and therefore we drink the wine of Torah. We want to become one with God's unity. We want to transcend. We want our souls to have these mystical experiences that come from meditation, from wanting to transcend the physical realm. Our eyes become red from being drunk, from wanting to have that aspect of God. We burn with love, with desire to find God's transcendence, His infinity, and our eyes become red from that mystical experience. But then a Jew knows that with the same vigor and passion, our Torah is about bringing that infinite essence of God into the world, into the finite reality. We have to digest His infinity like milk causes things to grow. Milk is about strengthening the bones. From the time we're babies, we need milk to be able to grow. You know, your mother always told you to finish your milk to make your bones strong. Milk is what allows us to grow our physical life. Because Torah is about also, there are those aspects of Torah that bring God into our physical world, into our physical existence. And that's the minutiae, the seemingly often boring details of halacha, of gemara, of Talmud. Like teeth that grind, that chew on this law and that law, and seemingly after my eyes have become red from the wine of Torah, how could I be asked to chew with my teeth on the details and the nitty-gritty of the Torah? But Jacob taught us, and he gave us the blessing that we should have teeth white with milk, with the milk of Torah, that a Jew knows that we're not looking just to be inspired. Religion is not just about feeling good and inspired and wanting to transcend, which is very important. We need to have eyes red with wine. But Judaism is not just about feeling good. It's about actually bringing God's infinite light into the world, bringing about Mashiach. And to do that, we need to have teeth white from milk, from grinding the minutiae, the laws, the nitty-gritty of religion. They can't take raisins out of Kugel and Shabbos, and the laws of how to go to the bathroom, and the monetary laws, and every page of Gemara, and every law that we learn about how to keep Shabbos and how to keep kosher. The nitty-gritty teeth of Torah become white with the milk. And when we're able to both drink the wine and drink the milk, we become passionate Jews that are on fire with the love of the transcendence of God's infinity. But then we become serious Jews, authentic Jews, that know that the purpose of reality is then to bring the wine into the milk, chew on God's infinity with the keeping of the laws of halacha, and will be merit when Mashiach comes to see those non-inspiring, annoying times when we kept the laws, even though we didn't feel anything. That's what allowed us to digest infinity, make the world a dwelling place for God. May we see it today with the coming of Mashiach. Have a wonderful Shabbos.